Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Glad you joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is releasing fears, oneness, and creating a space for change and choice in your life. What we'd like to do also is say Happy New Year. This show is airing on January 1st, 2009.
And that's a big day for us because this is the second of 2 days that I will be calling in all the energy of the world into myself. The purpose is not to impress you. The purpose is to show you that you can do this. There's nothing special but a little practice. And but it's been interesting for us because we've started this in a couple months ago, mm-hmm. and we've been asking people to send in their fears. And
we've gotten so many newsletters.
Yeah, but you have so many emails, you mean?
Yes.
But it'd be interesting to know what kind of fears they have. You know, we would think there would be, like, the fear of war, but the fear of falling off a bridge or the fear of being a Republican, or there were some fears that we didn't think were very fearful, but I guess that's just us, you know?
Yeah, but then we also recognize that so many fears are universal. You know, the fear of losing my job, or the fear of not being able to keep my home, or the fear of not being able to feed my children, or the fear that my partner is going to leave me, or so many simple fears that all of us have that live on a daily basis. And that we found to be universal. Our newsletters go out to hundreds of countries around the planet, and literally hundreds of thousands of people. And the emails that we got back for the first time that we did this in November, in the thousands, and of course we said we wanted to hit 1 million by December 31st, and we asked for even more individuals, and we sent it out to even a wider email market base, and we got, of course, even more more emails in response to our newsletters and response to our advertising. And basically we just said, listen, if you've got a fear, one of the things that we recognize is fear is global. There's fear all around, and everybody seems to have something. And we get very strange fears, too. We get black magic fears and fears of voodoo and witchcraft and fears of Satanism and fears of all these dark, dark, dark evil things that were going to happen. And today's show is really about, it's easy for you to move into a state of oneness, and it really is easy for you to release your fears by moving into that state of oneness, and it will help create a space where you can bring change and choice into your life.
But I think it's really important to, you know, at some point we're going to have to select the group we're in and the people we're around, because if they're always fearful or they're always telling you all the things that are going to happen that are bad, then it's really hard for us to be upbeat, you know. It's overwhelming. But what do we do with these people? It's like belonging to a group, and then the group says, you know, it starts off slowly. There was negativity, and then they get scared. But here's a good example. There was this mystery school in this country we're just in, and gosh, I think they've been going for 5 years, but they absolutely only teach light. They don't acknowledge, or they get very angry with anything that's bad. And if you say something that they don't believe, they immediately categorize you as evil. I mean, if you just said, let's be one with everything and let's love the world, they would think that was evil, okay? Because it's not what they believe or not what they've been taught. But I guess it's so simple. I mean, it's really simple for me because that's the way many, many groups are. If you deviate anything from what the group is teaching, they think that you're bad. And it's such a widespread. You know, think about that. How many people would want me to call in all the energy? And I mean everything. I mean negativity. I mean cancer. I mean hurt. I mean war. See, what the newsletters were, they were very severe in the people's life, I understand. But in relationship to being one with everything, they were actually very small. You know, these are fears of no food, and these are fears of war, and these are fears of people coming in and killing you. Those are the kind of fears I work with and try to balance. But these were so, I don't know how to say it. They were just so small, I guess. But to a person, they can be very, very scary, okay? They can completely put you in your house and put you in your room, and you don't want to come out. So that was interesting.
The fears that the average individual has, and of course, we work with average individuals all the time. The majority of the people that we work with started many, many years ago as those people who were curious and those people who were into hypnotherapy, and then it moved to people who were more metaphysical, and then it moved to people who were more spiritual. And we really work with average, normal, not necessarily spiritual people. We're getting more and more individuals who are looking to find a way to release some of the old, past, stuck, tired energy that they're holding on to, and it begins with their fears.
Well, this just happened to us recently. I was on a national TV in this country, and it was a big deal for this country, okay? Not a big deal for ours, but a big deal for theirs. And it was, it went out to everyone in the country, and actually many countries around, and we got tremendous response, but we got normal, everyday people walking in that had no other experience, okay? And these were all kinds of people. They were doctors and lawyers, they were dentists, they were truck drivers, they were everything you could imagine, students, they were all over. But when you said one thing, I want to help you to release old energy. And you know, old energy is what makes up fears. Because you get one little thing happens to you when you're 3 years old, for example, and another thing happens to you when you're four, or next thing happens six or something, and all of a sudden, these things that happen, these traumas, start building up a fear. And if you could release each one of those bands of energy, or emotions, or feelings, your fears would actually start to unravel or disappear. So that was interesting for us to see all these different people. It's the first time Nancy and I ever saw this many people coming in right off the street with absolutely no background.
We're saying no background in the type of conscious awareness that many individuals are working towards in today's world. Conscious awareness or spiritual understanding or acceleration of spiritual growth. Many individuals who are in survival don't have access, nor do they have the time, nor the energy to go into that looking for spiritual awareness or recognizing that they have a consciousness or how we can shift the energetics in the world. So they are working, average individuals who go feed their children and they go to work and they come home and they have regular relationship problems and they have family problems and they get up the next day and they do the same thing all over again, just like, you know, 75% of the world does.
Yeah, and what we were doing there is we were trying to, and this is kind of a grandiose thing, but just, you know, bear with us, it's just our little world we live in, but we were trying to release as much of the collective consciousness of that country. So whatever that country is in, because it's in its history, it's in its culture, it's in its what's happening. We were trying to release. So we would ask each person, what would you like to release in your country if you could release anything? And the answers were actually very simple. They was like judgment. They were like people being jealous, okay? They were like
fear and anger.
Fear and anger.
Helpless and hopelessness.
Yeah. But they were severe in their life because it probably had really hurt them a lot, but it wasn't of the magnitude that we work on, okay? And for us, it was actually simple. For them, it actually changed their life. Because if you could have compassion and love for whatever they were releasing, it would change their vibration within them. Okay?
See, think about it. Your fears can actually drain your life force energy. You're using energy to be fearful, just as you would be using energy to create. So if you're fearful and there's so many things in your life that you're afraid of or you're worried about or you're stressed or you're under distress, then your emotional body hasn't got enough energy to begin to think about what it wants to create or to change or to even know that it's got choices.
And what was interesting, go back to this mystery school again, they only taught love, but what happens is they had all these fears. I mean a fear of anything other than just love, okay? But what they were doing is they were separating themselves in their mind to only have light, and they were attracting everything in the dark because are they one or are they separate? So every single thing that they were afraid of, they were attracting to them.
Your very fears act like a magnet to you. The harder you try to get away from them, the more you're dealing in a polarity. Oh, no, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. I want to get away from this. I don't believe in this. I don't accept this. And you're giving energy. You're literally feeding that magnet. And it just keeps following you around, and it keeps getting bigger. So the mystery school was actually dealing in polarity. They only wanted to deal with, you know, love, and they only wanted to deal with light, and they would not acknowledge that there was anything else in anyone.
But it was their idea of love and light, not anybody, not your idea,
right.
Wherever you are, wherever you're listening. It was their idea of what love and light. These are the rules that we base love and light on. And it's only this, and it might not even be the things that any of us even know. Yeah, and so what? So now they start being very, very judgmental of others, and they start being very fearful of that energy, and they are now energetically attracting it to them so they can look at what's inside them that's fearful. And you know, all you want to say is, if you would stop doing that, folks, you can make it easier on your life. You don't have to beat yourself up to learn what's inside you. But I couldn't do that.
Now, one of the things that we did was we taught a lot of classes and workshops, besides doing private sessions. 7 weeks on the road is a lot of work. But we thoroughly enjoyed it because we were in the flow of creativity every single solitary day. You have to be very focused when you're doing sessions, and then you go from sessions, and then you start teaching classes in the evening and then workshops on the weekends. And so it is just a continual cycle, and we get ourselves away from the everyday, answering emails and the normal everyday things that we do when we are in our own facility here in Georgia, in the United States. So for us, we enjoy this, and it gives us a different sense of reality in a way, because we are working in now other people's reality. So we get into their reality, what's real so much for them versus our own reality. And we found that that most individuals, in dealing with their fears, they were drained. They were in so much stress that they were literally drained of life force energy. They had no energy to create the kind of relationship they wanted, the kind of job that they were looking for.
When you're low in energy, it also affects your nervous system directly, and your nervous system starts becoming fragile or weak, or your immune system is very much attached to your nervous system, so you start attracting stuff to you. And these people that were coming to us were just beat up over life, and they knew who they were. It was their parents that kept nagging on them and had been for, you know, 30, 40, 50 years, and it was, and there was being in relationships that were very unhealthy, and it was being in certain things, and they knew exactly what it was, but they were also trapped by what it was. They couldn't leave it, you know.
One of the philosophies that we have always attempted to do, and this is one of the things that got us a little concerned about other groups that teach a single type of a philosophy or a single type of a this is what we believe and we will only accept what we believe. And what we hope to do for individuals is to empower them, self-empowerment. That's, you know, that's a true gift that we can give each other. If I tell you, oh, no, don't believe this way, only believe exactly the way I teach you to do, then I'm not empowering you to think for yourself. I'm not empowering you to look for your own answers within yourself. I'm not empowering you to recognize that you have many choices in your life. And the ideas and thoughts and projections of others really affect our emotions and our state of being, our physical body, and our reality. And fear only creates more fear. All these ideas were literally freezing these people, and they were preventing them from even looking at or accepting any other reality.
I thought it was really interesting, and this lady came to me, and she was a very attractive lady, but she had been having an affair, and she had started it 4 months ago. That was about it. But 4 months ago, she had a stroke, and I said to her, I said, she was telling me about the stroke first, and she was telling me, oh, my right side went out, and I couldn't hear very good, and I was having this problem, and having this. I said, was anything happening in your life that was going on around it? And she said, yes, I had just started this this relationship, and he was married, and he had a family, and it was the same time. And I said, well, what do you think that means, the sickness or this problem you're having and this relationship? And she said, I know it, but she couldn't let it go because she was actually probably addicted to that kind of energy or love. But it was enough that it was going to kill her. But she couldn't stop. So some of these things we get into are very severe, these patterns we get into.
Well, since today is January 1st, we began yesterday on December 31st at 9 a.m., and this will continue on. And this is Eastern Standard Time in the United States, until 9 o'clock tonight, January 1st, 2009, where Ken is calling in all of the energy, everything, all the fear, all the everything anybody wants to release, all the every single bit of energy that is in creation into himself. And I'm sitting right here next to him, so, you know, one of the things we've proven over and over and over again is that we are one with all the energy. There is nothing that we are afraid of. We can walk fearless into the densest of energy because it exists. You know, we don't have to want it, you know, in our face, but we can have compassion for it because it does exist. It is a factor in creation.
And by not giving it any energy, there's no reaction. That's so simple. But, you know, we've got thousands and thousands of years of people telling us how afraid we should be with certain types of energetics. But if I could be one with everything, guess what? It's easy. When you're separate from things, it's hard because it's the separation that you react to, physically react to. And sometimes it can be extremely severe. So the more you can be one, the more Nancy and I are one with all the energy in the world, then we actually become one with ourselves. And actually the whole, our breathing feels like pranic life force energy of everything because there's no separation. It's just oneness. So we're the one that puts energy on separation. But let me tell you, the whole world does that. My God, you had that newsletter when we talked about that one with religions and that part. Yeah, that one. Can you find it? Yeah, I got all the stuff we had here for her, and it's all over the place here.
No, I've got 16 pieces of paper because we always have so much. If you go to our website, which is kenpage.com, we write a newsletter every month, and our newsletters are, you know, we've got, what, 8, almost 9 years of information, every single month that we put out there. And we wrote one on oneness quite a bit.
Yeah, while you're looking, then let me finish talking. Then, what was interesting with this woman that came again, I talked about her. She had a push-up bra. It was black, and she had a. Don't tell her that. I'm just telling you what the kind of energy she attracted to her, and she had a see-through kind of blouse. And I could not look at her. I didn't want to look at her. But she had those clothes on to for people to look at her. And when they looked at her, they gave her energy. And she, again, attracted the energy. She was using it for life force. No different than cigarettes. Are you all right there, Nancy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Just listening to you and watching your arms going up and down. Kent's getting really excited about this one.
No, I'm not really excited about that. I just couldn't believe she wore it. That was all.
Yeah.
I don't get the benefit of that kind of lingerie very often, I guess. I don't know what it was.
We do live in a small world when we are traveling and we're doing sessions from morning until evening. So one of the things that we'd like to have you do is come right back, because we're going to continue talking about releasing fears, moving into oneness, and we're also going to talk about creating a space for change and choice in your life.
Now we'll be going on a short break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about releasing fears and moving into oneness.
And we're also going to talk about creating a space for change and choice in your life. Right before the break, Ken was having me look for a piece of paper from one of our newsletters, and actually it was one of the recent ones that we had sent out when we began doing this. We want 1 million people around the planet to release their fears. And the reason we wanted a million was because if we can get so many people to release so many fearful energies all at the same time, and we're willing to help release that, which is exactly what we're doing yesterday and today. We're doing all of this releasing by calling all of the energy that you're afraid of. Ken's calling it all into himself. We're breathing it in. We're transforming it. And we're helping create, actually, a space in the collective consciousness that is going to be called choice.
Just think about it. If you had a choice with your greatest fear, and the choice was not to have it or to have some other, to react some other way, how amazing would that be for you? So a choice is really the only thing we can do when we're helping people. We can't tell them how, we can't tell them what to do or how to heal them. They have to do that themselves. But we can create an energy or a space for that to happen.
See, one thing we've had people write us about, and they'll say, well, you know, but you're looking for all these fears, and aren't you afraid that you're going to get these fears, you know, by calling them into yourself? And we deal with unconditional compassion for creation. Now, compassion, I just found out in a couple other countries that the English definition of compassion means something different when the word compassion is translated into other languages. The English definition of compassion means, for us, that it is total acceptance without judgment. So we can have compassion for all creation, which for us means that we totally accept that it exists. We have no judgment of whether it's right or wrong. You know, in other words, we don't have to just agree with everything that there is. We just accept that it is with compassion without judgment. And that's what allows it then to have change.
I mean, if we didn't have all the energies that we are concerned with or afraid of are all the ones that we created. I mean, not us personally, but maybe our ancestors or maybe 100 years, 1,000 years ago. These things are over and over and over emotional situations that have built into an energy for us to evolve, for us to learn how to change. What if we're only changing what we created? Well, that wouldn't be very hard for me to call in creation. If I had created everything that was bad at one time or another through somebody or watching somebody or being part of somebody, I might be the creator of all these things. So if I could be one with them, then all these things would change. So when you start looking at it like a bigger picture, and I'm sure I don't have the magnitude of how big it is, but it's big enough for me that things are all one. And I don't have to have a reaction to that. So it's so simple. But gosh, it's taken me years and years. And you know what's the hardest part? The hardest part was me being one with the most famous people there are. Because, you know, you're wondering, gosh, am I trying to be like somebody else? But if you take the most famous spiritual people in the world, ever been in the world, you have to be one with them, because you have to be one with good, bad, and different. But that was the hardest thing, because I would have problems with that, because I would judge myself. Oh, you're not as good as that. You're not as good as this. You're not as good as that. Go back to what we had there now.
No, I found what Ken was asking me to look for. We were talking in one of our newsletters when we started this, we will help you release fears. We did this a number of months ago, and then, of course, we're doing it now so that everybody can begin 2009 with perhaps a different perspective on their own life. And maybe that's all we can give someone is the self-empowerment tool for them to take a moment where they can feel they can get a breath. Instead of being reactive to an old energy, an old fear, they can catch a breath, make a choice not to go into that fear.
Not to react.
Not to react to it.
People wouldn't think that was a choice not to react.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that we have done, and a couple of our last books have been written about it, is the art of transference. And in our work, we are breathing in And we are holding compassion within ourselves, unconditional compassion. We're having unconditional compassion.
Let's change the word holding to being.
To being. We are being unconditional compassion. And we are transforming the fears into compassion. So that allows the individual to release and feel a vibration within themselves, a vibration of compassion. So if they can get to the point where they just accept themselves, they don't have to agree with everything that they've ever created if they don't want to in that moment, but maybe they can accept and not have an opinion or a judgment about themselves, just be a little less hard on themselves. If they can find that vibration within themselves, then it gives them the opportunity for choice. And we wrote in one of our newsletters that a friend of ours from England had sent us a commentary in response to one of our newsletters, and she talked about an ancient Tibetan practice called Tonglen, which was transforming some of the breathing in the darkness of the world and transforming it into the clear light of liberation. Well, in a way, having compassion in clear light, which is what we deal in, and yes, breathing in the darkness of the world, think of all the fears that are out there. For many individuals, that is the soul's darkness of the world.
But how did I learn how to do that? I've never read about it. I didn't know it. But all of a sudden, I know how to do that. And where that information came from is being one with everything. Because there's knowledge in that. There's knowing. There is the knowing of every single thing that has ever existed in that energy.
The consciousness of oneness contains all the information from Creator. So by being one with all creation, it enables us to receive all the information that's held of one. So we're going to talk even more about the consciousness of one and how you too can create a space for choice and change in your life. So make sure you stay right here to The Way It Works on HealthyLife.net.
We're going to take now just a short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, Find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about releasing fears and moving into oneness and creating a new space of choice in our life.
And what I was reading right before the break was one of the newsletters that we'd written about asking for people to send us their fears, because that's what we're doing in these December 31st, January 1st. This is the second day of releasing the fears that are in consciousness so that there can be a new consciousness created, which is a space of choice. And one of our newsletters had a did you know in it, and I wanted to mention that. Abraham, did you know, by the way, everybody who's listening, that Abraham is the father of three of the world's main religions, Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. They all trace their roots back to Abraham, even though the story of Abraham's life might differ in each of the religions. Islam traces Abraham through Ishmael. Judaism traces Abraham through Isaac. And the Christians trace Abraham through Jesus. So the question then becomes, why aren't these religions all one with each other? They all have the same father. And that's because the belief systems of each were changed by mankind through the centuries. So the consciousness of one, which is the creator, all began with no fear and everybody all being the same. When we asked for people to send us their fears in emails, we got some emails that also said, do you realize what you're doing? This could be very dangerous. You should not be doing this.
Well, who would say that? Well, first of all, I imagine all the Catholics would say that.
Huh? That's a billion of those.
Okay, and I imagine all the Christians would say that.
Another billion.
How about the Muslims would say that?
Another billion people.
Okay, the Hindus would
say that. Another billion people.
Okay, and then all metaphysical people that talk about fears would say that.
Well, anyone, any teacher or group that advocated fear or preaches fear in order to save you, because that way you still need them.
Yeah. So it's not a bad thing. It sounds like we're being so judgmental. It's just a thing that, who would really want me to do that? And here's another thing. If you stood on the corner and you announced publicly, I'm going to stand on the corner, this corner and this corner at this single time and do something, if somebody didn't like it, they would know exactly what you're doing.
That's right.
And that's part of what we're doing. We're showing them, even under those circumstances, even under the worst circumstances, we're going to do this. And it wasn't for any glory. It was just to show you that anyone can do that, that practices and that believes, loves themselves. And let me tell you something. I am a person who practices loving themselves. I have a lot of things that aren't perfect, especially being older now compared to younger. I have a double comparison. I get to compare myself to younger people and the way I was when I was younger. But now I just do the best I can to love myself and have compassion for all creation.
So the thing about what Ken just said about loving yourself, many people say, well, there's nothing that I love about myself. Well, then have some compassion for yourself. Start with that. If you can have compassion, which means accepting what you have, accepting your body, accepting it. Okay, let's not go to love yet. Let's just accept it. Let's accept that it is without idea, without opinion, without judgment. Accept that, you know, things are heading south as I'm over 60 now. Accept that my hair is white and silvery gray. Accept that I am the way I am. Accept all of these things because it is. It's called reality. If we can just accept what is real in our lives, it makes life easier. But we keep resisting it, and that resistance actually creates fear.
And you know, one of the other things is, I do not need my past to define me. Simple. I am more than my past. If I didn't need my past to define me, then anything in the past would not react to me. Now, do I need another person to define me? No. I want to be with Nancy because I like Nancy. She's a good friend. But I don't need Nancy. She's giving me her surprise.
I'm such a good friend. Thanks for that, Ken. Yeah. I'm going to owe that on our radio show. Ken Page likes Nancy Nestor.
But a good like is a good thing.
A good like is a very day. I would take a good like over a love. I love you. I would take a good like over that. Yeah, thanks for that. I like that too. So what we've been saying basically is, when we say we love ourselves, if we accept ourselves without opinion and without judgment, and we just do the best that we can, and when Ken says, I don't need my past to define me, that means my identity in this moment now is not dependent on somebody else to say I'm okay. It's not dependent on my past that, oh, I am only this way because of this, or some people who will say, well, I'm only this way because of my mother who blames me for everything, and that's why I have this and why I don't have that. So our present moment, we've talked about being present in the moment. Listen to some of the archives on healthylife.net, and you'll hear us speak about many of these things. So our past no longer has to say, this is who I am in this moment. That's what we mean by that.
And what interesting, too, some of the people who say, oh, you can't do this, and basically they're right. And I got to be sure, I'm very clear, I am really not calling in all the energy from 1 million people. I'm calling in all the energy from 6.7 billion people. I am one with the world. See, and what he was really saying is, you better not be one with just a piece, because then you're separate from the rest of the world. See, so that's one of the things where you're, all of a sudden you're watching this little TV, and it gets a little bigger, then a little bigger, and that's what it means to be one, is one with everything.
See, the fear is actually that there's nothing out there that you have to be afraid of.
Oh,
energetically. That's what the real fear is.
Yeah, but then the person said, you're not a fear of falling off a building. Well, yeah, if I was hanging off the side of the building, I might be fearful that I'd fall off the building. But
yeah.
I probably wouldn't hang off the side of the building and get myself into a place of being fearful. I didn't mean that kind of fear. I don't mean fear of somebody, you know, a physical thing. I'm talking about energetic things. Mm-hmm. And we get so many calls about things that you wouldn't believe. Like the reptilians are going to get us, and they're under my house, and they come out, and they're going to attack me, and they're paralyzed, and they can't come out of the room.
Now, this is absolutely some people's reality. We always have compassion for every single individual's reality because it's their reality. This is exactly their truth, what they believe, and energetically what they are involved with.
Where we get upset is somebody told them that.
Yeah.
They didn't figure it out for themselves. They didn't come out all of a sudden have this dream and say, oh, there's something bad under my house. Somebody told them that. And once they get an idea, that idea is hard to change.
That's the one place we have a challenge where there are some individuals who have information and they literally will pass out what they consider to be the information that everyone must always know and not always give them a tool to help themselves. And that's called self-empowerment. So we're going to talk even more about creating a space for change and finding a choice in your life right here on HealthyLife.net. So make sure you come right back. We're going to go on a short break.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jaclyn Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about releasing fears and moving into oneness, and we're in this time for Nancy and I where we're calling in all the energy that exists to show you that if you're one with everything and you love yourself and have compassion for all creation, then nothing will hurt you. And the only way that we can prove it is to do it. And so if somebody sees us or knows that we're doing it and knows that, and hopefully at the end of today, we can write a letter tomorrow and say we're perfect. And in that case, they know that that could be true for them.
See, because if you truly believed that you could be one, then maybe you would recognize that you would lose your fear and that you'd no longer need to depend on someone or something outside you to save you, and you wouldn't have to use some of your life force energy with some of the fears, and this would create a space where you would know that you had a choice in your life.
And what we want to mention too, because we're on our last segment, that if you go on our website, www.kenpage.com, and if you look right on the home page,
it says healing techniques.
Healing techniques. Just look through them, read them, see if they make sense to you. They're very simple, and they will change your life within 3 days. You know,
one of the healing techniques on that large page is called the energetic clearing technique.
And it's free.
And it's free. Oh, yeah. All the things. We've got about 5,000 pages of free information on the website. We keep putting stuff up there, and it's like, you know, it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, but we like sharing, so we've got books on there. Oh, and the one thing, if you're really feeling overwhelmed by your own fears and the energies of your life, I just put a link to our book. Our book that's called Stop, Look, Listen. Stop doing what you're doing. Look at what your choices are and listen to some help that you can do for yourself. We're going to help you be self-empowered. So there's a link, and the link says, feeling overwhelmed by the energies of life? Click here. And it's right on the homepage.
We wrote that book for the phone calls we get. We get all these phone calls for these people that have fears, they're in trouble, they're scared. And that book we wrote just for them, how to stop doing what they're doing and get themselves quiet and safe so they can start getting their own answers.
Quieting your mind, becoming liquid light, using the energetic clearing technique will help you clear yourself, release old energy, feel free. All of that is in that small, it's a small book. It's like only 100 pages. And it's got some of the most, it's got all of the incredible techniques that are in 7 or 8 of our books. We put them all in one small pamphlet for you.
And those are the things I do that I've become to, that I'm doing what I'm doing now. Those are the techniques I use. There's no secret technique other than those techniques and practicing that has worked for me. And Nancy?
We do that all the time. And there is a way that you too can walk through your world and feel fearless. You know, energetically, be able to say, okay, I'm not going to react to that because you know what? I recognize it's there. I have compassion for it. It exists, but I don't have to react. And the moment that you get that realization, you have then stepped into your new space.
There's one other thing, too, and that is being sure that you have let go of the best things that you're holding on to that you compare everything to. So if you look at the way it works, there's a section in there that talks about how to let go of these things that we compare everything to.
Yeah, that's The Way It Works is another book that's also on the homepage. It's down towards the bottom. Just scroll down on the homepage, and you can read that book. And that technique Ken was just talking about is the pattern release technique. And that's where we compare, oh, gosh, this Christmas wasn't so good because I remember the Christmas that I had 6 years ago and it was even better. Well, of course, you're going to keep comparing even your good memories. Nothing's ever going to be good enough. So you have to let even the good memories go. The more you can just enjoy what's in your life right now. What is real for you right now?
Well, it sounds so terrible, let go of the good feeling. But what if you let go of the comparison and you were now having Christmas for the first time you ever had Christmas? It would be enjoyable, right? It was like the first time, am I having love right now? This is the first time I'm ever loving. So it's perfect. I'm not comparing it to all the other things. So when we say let go of the good things, it really means just let go of the past things that you're comparing the wonderful things that you're experiencing now. Can you imagine having a pizza and it was the first time you ever had a pizza? Wow! Or a piece of chocolate. So it would be pretty great.
And we're a great, I am a great chocolate chocoholic, and I love eating a piece of chocolate in that moment, right then and there. And it's just amazing that I don't have to eat the entire candy bar anymore. I can just eat one small piece and have all of the sensation because I'm enjoying it in that moment. See, when you're not in the moment and you're thinking about all these other things, before you realize it, you've eaten an entire candy bar, taken all those calories in, for me, and where'd it go? And that's what so many people do. They go through their moments and they don't even know where their moments went. We're just asking you to just pay attention to what you've got in your life right now, right in this moment.
And do what you love to do. Whatever hobby you have, whatever you can do. If you want to walk and it's too cold, go to a big mall and walk around there. Just walk and get your exercise. Things you love to do, that will help you to get in alignment with you getting information or insight about yourself.
Yeah.
Hobbies, things you can express yourself, things you can express what's inside you in a talent. So important.
Getting allowing yourself to be overly emotional, you need to quiet your mind. And one way of quieting your mind is to get physical. Put some music on and dance around the house. Go out and work in your garden. Go ride a bike.
It's freezing, honey.
Well, I know.
January.
There's many ways that you can get physical and help yourself get back into alignment so that then you can say, wow, I've sure let myself get overwhelmed with that emotionally. We're just giving you different techniques where you can allow yourself to find a space, a moment where you get to breathe and say, you know, I got a different choice than I had a moment ago.
But you know, Nancy and I just saw 155 sessions. That's not counting the 14 workshops or whatever. The number one problem people come to us is relationships, okay? It doesn't matter what country. You're in the middle of Europe. It doesn't matter where you are. It's always relationships. And basically, a lot of their feelings they're starting to realize came from their parents or came from when they grew up. And now they're still attracting the same kind of people in their life in some way. And now they're starting to realize they're doing it. And that's when I think they start getting horrified a little bit that they realize they've been a part of this, not a victim by it.
So you can release your fears. You can create a space where you can recognize you don't have to react to some of those fears because it's old energy. Go find that book on our website, Feeling Overwhelmed by the Energies of Life, and that's releasing your fears. Click there on our homepage and you will have all of the information that can give you some choices in your life to be self-empowered. We hope 2009 is an abundant year for you and that you are truly feeling all the abundance in all ways, always.
Thank you. It's been a good show for us.
Yes, we invite you to listen in every Thursday, 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. Everything you've heard on our show also is on our website, www.kenpage.com. Oh, and you can also email us anytime you'd like, office@kenpage.com. We'd love to hear from you. Take care. Happy New Year.
This is Ken Page.
And Nancy Nestor. Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.